It's Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The road to reopening the economy will be a messy fight that the governors of each state will have to handle. We are already seeing protests and lawsuits over stay-at-home orders and people wanting to get back to work. And while the administration has issued guidelines for states to open back up, all the details and the final say is left up to the governors. Another source of conflict could be states moving faster than the willingness of cities in reopening. Brett Samuels, White House reporter at The Hill, joins us for the fight over coronavirus restrictions. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Thanks for having me.
We're all looking ahead now to this next battleground for reopening the economy, and it's going to be this battle that governors have. It's going to be a messy fight over lifting all of these restrictions that we have in place right now, whether it be just on normal residents staying at home or businesses and how they're going to be operating. And we're seeing all these clashes right now, and more are coming. We're seeing some of these protests happening in different states, in Ohio and Michigan. The president is tweeting out, liberate parts of the country, you know, liberate Minnesota, Virginia, Michigan. So we're starting to see what's going to happen with this. Brett, tell us how messy this could get.
It's sort of setting up for essentially, you know, a fight between some of these protesters who already, after a few weeks of having their states in lockdown and having businesses shut down as part of an effort to slow the spread of the virus, they're already getting impatient. They want to see businesses reopen. They feel their rights are being infringed upon by having governors essentially do what they feel is overreach. These protesters feel is overreach and infringing on their civil rights. So you have some tensions there. And then President Trump is really kind of adding fuel to the fire to an extent by essentially backing these protesters. His administration last week gave governors the power and said governors are the ones who will be able to decide when to lift these social distancing guidelines. But he's really complicating their jobs there by appearing to give more weight and more merit to these protests.
And that's the big thing, is the president and the guidelines did provide for the states to make those decisions. And they have to. I mean, really, the way this is affecting the country is different according to every state. And then beyond that, even to even smaller, down to the counties and the cities. And, you know, the big worry is going to be is if there's going to be a resurgence. I can already see something happening where a city here could reopen some things, a nearby city maybe not reopening things, and people are just crossing city boundaries just to go enjoy some of those things that they want to, and then they're going to go back to their own communities. And so there could be a resurgence of cases of this if something like that happens. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of the governors in a particular spot as well with this, because she's already facing two lawsuits over the stay-at-home orders from both residents and businesses.
Like you said, it's different from city to city, from county to county. So these governors especially are sort of facing a difficult task where, for example, whether it's California, whether it's Illinois, a lot of these states have sort of these big metro areas where there's a high concentration of cases, and then there are more rural parts of the state where maybe the cases aren't as high. So these governors are kind of having to balance whether maybe they can open up parts of the state that are seeing fewer infections. So it's certainly a difficult task for them. And the White House guidelines don't lay out anything specific as far as, you know, restricting travel from whether it's a county to a county or a state to a state, depending on whether one area has started to lift its restrictions and another hasn't. So that's certainly a concern, like you mentioned. And another concern just about these protests is that we're seeing hundreds of people gather in these states for these demonstrations. And these are the exact type of gatherings that public health experts say are kind of a breeding ground for the virus, where if one or two people in attendance have it, even if they don't know, they could be spreading it to others and really sort of setting back their own cause and forcing these restrictions to remain in place for longer.
And it's not the case at all of the protests, but I've seen a lot of protesters out there without masks, without face coverings. Maybe it could be defiance or whatnot, but you're right. I mean, it could be a potential breeding ground. And we won't know for, you know, a couple of weeks if something like that really took place there. There are laws on the books that allow us to restrict constitutional rights when there's emergency public health measures in place. So I know there's this balance that the states have to really dance on when it comes to this, because the protesters are saying, you know, this is unconstitutional, things like that. So they really have to be smart about this. But there are laws on the books that allow us to do those things.
There are some precedents that give governors and give executive officials those powers, and like you said, in times of emergency. And this is certainly one of those times. I mean, the federal government has declared a state of emergency in all 50 states. So certainly these governors sort of are within their rights to act and impose some of these restrictions. Now, a specific stay-at-home order, for example, there's less of a legal precedent there. And as you've said, in Michigan, we've already seen some groups take it to court to try and push back. We've heard of conservative groups and allies of the White House sort of urging the Justice Department and the Attorney General to look at potential legal ways to challenge some of these stay-at-home orders. So I think the longer these orders remain in place, there's a greater chance that we continue to see sort of the legal aspect of this flare up and some fights in court potentially.
And this is where you see a lot of the political flares come up as well. When the president tweets out, he's tweeting out about states with Democratic governors, things like that. And a lot of these protests seem to be happening in some of those areas also. Are there any Republican governors that are facing some type of scrutiny on this? Because I know a lot of them were very reluctant to issue those stay-at-home orders in the very beginning.
That's certainly an interesting aspect. For example, one governor who is really at the forefront of this and very on top of sort of shutting his state down is Mike DeWine in Ohio, who's a Republican. And we've seen protests in these states where there are Republican governors. Ohio is one. There was a smaller protest in Florida last week. Idaho, there's a protest. Texas, there was a smattering of people who gathered. So the protests themselves are certainly not limited to states with Democratic governors, but the president's criticism has very noticeably been limited to Virginia, Minnesota, and Michigan, which are three states with Democratic governors and are states that are considered to an extent at least swing states or states that the president is trying to turn his way in 2020. So in November, that is. So it's hard not to see some kind of political lens on the way the president is talking about these protests.
Well, it's important that we get this right. We don't want another resurgence in the country of cases that could overwhelm the healthcare system. So really, that is this next phase. How do we do it and how do we do it right? Brett Samuels, White House reporter at The Hill. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Oscar.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.